is it hard for y'all right now balancing faith and ambition? There is people that have the mindset of it's a sin, being ambitious, setting goals, like having a vision.
You can be ambitious about so many things, not just business. Same way they say, like, on fire for Christ, we can be ambitious about Christ. We can be ambitious about seeking his word. It's all just determines where you want to place your ambition.
That's real.
I don't think it's anything wrong with being ambitious. God calls us to create. You also need ambition and work ethic to actually go after and pursue these things that you feel like God put on your heart. Ambition is necessary.
Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to Growing Pains Podcast, where we talk about business and the life of a young adult. I'm Travion.
Hey, guys. I'm Yanni.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jada.
And today, we're going to be talking about... Oh, I thought you were just going to say it. That's why... letting you go. But today we're going to be talking about faith and ambition and, like, yes, how do you balance that. So let's get into the topic.
So how do y'all balance it? Well, I'll say, what is y'all, like, experience with balance? Like, is it hard for y'all right now balancing faith and ambition? Or have y'all ever experienced it through your journey of walking with God and having a business?
I feel like for me, it was harder in the beginning because I was like, I'm trying to get this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then that's when it just started to make me realize, like, okay, like, that's also a part of the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing that, like, I'm being blessed in these senses. So, you know, I feel as though, like, now I'm at a point where it's like, okay, just take it day by day. Maybe this day you got to go harder, but just make sure, like, you know, I've been setting reminders to, like, pray and stuff at specific times. And so that's to still incorporate the faith.
Yeah, yeah.
But like I said, taking it day by day and realizing some days you may have to go harder. Some days you may have to go harder in faith. Some days you may have to go harder in, like, grinding and ambition and reaching your goals and stuff like
that's
that.
Real. Can you actually explain a little more? Well, more so for also them to understand as well, because you said, like, how do you experience it? But, like, when you say balancing faith and ambition, like, experience what? Like, explain it in more detail, how you, like, it talked about it on the phone.
Yeah.
Like, that way they could understand more so what you're saying.
Yeah. Basically, like, being young, right, it's, like, especially young having businesses. Okay, well, I'll just say my experience.
Yeah.
Okay, so I feel like right now for me, I'm learning, like, what is the balance of owning a business, no, being ambitious and faith, because it's like, I feel like we get a lot of advice from people who we, like, look up to, right, that have businesses and teach us stuff and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to explain, but really it's just learning, like, how much, like, is there such thing of too much ambition? And, like, it's hard for me to explain.
You know how you, like, say how right. you feel.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Okay, like, okay, trying okay. to learn, how do you balance being, like, me? I'm a really ambitious person. So it's like, how do you balance being an ambitious person in Christ? Because it's like, okay, like, grind, yes. But then it's like, is this a sin, though? Like, is it a sin, but, like, I don't want to idolize it, basically. Like, I don't want to turn my ambition into accidentally idolizing mm-hmm. my calling or idolizing my business over God. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's something I've been seeking the Lord about, is, like, what parts of my ambition is of you and what's not of you. Because, yeah, it's a balance, like a learning thing I'm trying to figure out, which I can't even put everything into words, which I know later on I'll learn what I can't put into words, but that's the best I can explain it.
Okay. I feel like what you're saying makes sense. I feel like there's a lot of talk, I feel like, on social media about, and even just maybe things you could hear at, like, churches and things like that about, I don't know, it's always a lot of talk around, like, work and money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they throw in, like, prosperity gospel.
Right.
And all these different things. And so there are some people who feel, like, really bad about, like, oh, I work really hard for what I have. Because it can get, like, demonized sometimes. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know, maybe some people feel like you're supposed to do less work and just like rely on faith, or I don't know, just different perspectives. But I don't think it's anything wrong with being ambitious. I don't think you should like idolize your business, but God like calls us to create. God calls exactly. us to do things. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like ambition is necessary, you know?
Definitely.
And so I think that, okay, I think what plays a part in the balance is like rest. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you have a lot of ambition, you should also still prioritize rest. Like there has to be like just a well balance of like everything, if you get what I'm
yeah.
saying.
Yeah.
It can't just always be like your ambition is so high to the point where you're just always working. But if it's just you're super ambitious from the point of view of like, I am going to continue to strive for goals. I'm going to continue to go after what I want. I'm going to continue to chase after my dreams. I'm going to do whatever it takes to reach my goals. I'm going to do whatever it takes to reach, become who I need to become. I don't think that's ever like a bad thing, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, and I don't sure. think it's a bad thing
yeah,
either.
Yeah, like, for sure. I'm saying for, there are people
yeah,
for, who...
Yeah, because yes. that's true. Like there is some people in the faith that have like the mindset of, oh, it's hard. I mean, it's a sin, or demonize being ambitious, setting goals, like having a vision and stuff like that. Yes. Like, because I have a vision board, like not, I don't idolize it, but there's some people that think like having a vision board is like mm-hmm. a sin, or, and that's the thing I'm trying to learn. Cause it's like, this side is saying this. Now, of course, go to God and say, but that's what I'm learning right now. But it's like, this side is saying this, this side is saying this, just like how you said rest, right? Culture tells us don't sleep, stay up. But then it's like Christ says you gotta rest. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's yeah. a one example of it, but yeah.
And yeah. I think also this kind of goes back to something that David mentioned yesterday when he was doing his hot seat about sometimes we can get like too spiritual. I feel like that's just been coming up a lot lately in yeah. conversations we've been having. But
yeah.
some people just be too spiritual. And you can say like, oh yes, like, you know, God told me to do this business. God's told me to do plenty of things, mm-hmm. but you also need like ambition and work ethic and all these other things to actually go after and pursue these things that you feel like God put on your heart. Like you have to go out and get the sales. You have to go out and right. make the money. Sometimes I see with like people in like Christian faith, they say, God told me to do this, and they use it as an excuse to like not have ambition or not go after the thing.
That's
it's like,
true.
Oh, well, God told me to do this, so he's going to make a way the whole way. And it's like, that's not always how things work. You actually have to do things. Like, you have to, like, do the labor.
that reminds me of literally Noah. Like, God told Noah to make the boat, gave him the vision. That was the goal for Noah, and he was probably up all night trying to build that boat.
Real quick. If you're not subscribed to the channel, what are you doing? Tap in.
Tap in, twin. Take a 5-second break and go subscribe.
Exactly. We got so much on our channel, y'all. We got blogs. We got challenges. We got Silent Library. We got everything. So what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
Go subscribe right
what
now.
What are you doing? go subscribe.
Go stand on business.
Stand on business. Yeah.
Let's get back into the episode.
Yeah. That's real. When y'all are speaking, I'm like, my mind goes to like solution based thoughts. So definitely I started thinking of things that I do. So like prayer, like you got to have a connection with God, community and reflection. Mm-hmm. So the reason I say prayer is because that's like, he's the source. So he gives you the steps and stuff and like the orders of what you should be doing. He may use somebody as a vessel and put it on their heart to express something to you. You know what I'm saying? Community. I say that because like for me in my instance, we have church on Sundays, we have Bible study on Tuesdays, and then we have a men's check-in because my church, they like care about like mental health a lot. So they emphasize that by like, you know, there's a men's group and there's a women's group, and each group. Like, we have set days that we check in on our mental health, and we also talk about, like, where's our relationship with God as of right now? How are we feeling mentally? Different things like that. So that's what we do on Wednesdays, and that's the whole point of community. Because when I do, because like I said previously, when I do, like, decide to walk away or, like, step away from everybody and just, like, push everyone away in order to regroup and, like, realign myself, then I start to do that with the group chat in that we have as well. And they'll, like, hit me on the side and be like, hey, like, you're not talking as much. Are you cool? Like, are you good? And I just express to them, like, I'm a person where when I'm going through something, I don't necessarily feel the need to, like, express that to every single person, because I don't want, like,
put that on.
Yeah, I don't want to put that on people. That, yeah. And so it just be like, let me figure this out myself. But in that, I have learned that actually, sometimes you may not always be looking for an answer, but you may just be looking for a listening ear. And when they decide to, you know, share their input, like you said, you may not be looking for an answer, but they may give you one. You know what I'm saying? So that's the point of community. And reflection is just really just reflecting on how actively, how consistently am I showing up in this area for God. And when you were talking about ambition, that's what made me, what it made me think about, is because we can be ambitious about so many things, not just business. Same way they say, like, on fire for Christ, like, we can be ambitious about Christ. We can be ambitious about seeking his word and stuff. So it's all just determines where you want to place your ambition.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say that, like, as we're talking, I'm kind of getting, like, a revelation of, like, I guess if your ambition is to build the kingdom of God, then it's not a bad thing. But I don't know. Okay, so I got a question for y'all. How do y'all manage putting God first through, like, working and grinding and stuff like that?
So I know for me, as I mentioned, like, before, it was just like, I got to get money. You know what I'm saying? I got to do what I got to do. I want to reach this goal. I'm not trying to hear, like, be in Bible study and all these different things. And so when you ask that question, how do I put God first? Like, I try to now implement those things. So, like, I literally have an alarm clock set for 12 p.m. and 5 p.m. now to pray at those specific times. Whatever I'm doing, it needs to pause right now. And I didn't upkeep that word for today at 5 p.m. because we were shooting. But definitely, that's what I have been consistently doing. And it just all goes back to whether you want to do it or not, whether you want to be ambitious about it. So definitely for me, it's just implementing the things, setting reminders, because it's so much going on in my mind. And I have to set a reminder to remind me, hey, make sure you're doing this. You know what I'm saying? And the last thing I'll say about that is I know that I used to subconsciously pray. Like, thank you, God, for waking me up. I appreciate you for everything you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But now that reminder, it reminds me to stop what you're doing. Stop the work. Stop the call, whatever is going on, and just make sure you do that. You know what I'm saying?
That's
and
real.
I'm still working on stopping the calls or the podcast, but just in those instances.
That's real.
Yeah.
No, I feel that. For me, keeping God first in my business.
Keeping God first while working hard and grinding.
Well, I feel like as far as my... Okay, how I set my goals and everything. Even the work, the personal development work I decide to do, all of that is based on, like, the things that God shows me. So I keep God first by doing the things that I know I'm supposed to be doing, like the things that God is showing me that I need to do. If God is showing me you need to work on your integrity, I'm keeping God first because clearly he's making things important, like making things heavy on my heart in a certain season for a reason. So it's like, if God is telling me, okay, in this point in your life, I'm going to keep putting it on your mind to be more integral, I'm going to keep putting it on your mind to develop more relationships, then me putting God first is doing those things. Now if I were like, oh well, I still don't feel like I'm ready to start building more friendships or relationships, I really don't want to, like, work on integrity that much right now, then that's, like, me being disobedient. And so when it comes to character, when it comes to, like my just actual relationship with God, when it comes to my business, things that God wants me to work on within that, he's remaining first, because whatever he tells me to do in any area of my life, then I'm going to do it. Whatever vision he shows me, I'm going to bring that to life. I'm going to work on it. I'm going to get the plan. And so I feel like that's what it looks like for me.
That's good. For me,
that's real.
That's real. That's real for real for real. Yeah.
It's so like default that I don't even hear it no more almost.
Same.
I wonder how many times we say that's good.
That's good.
Like how we used to say like a whole bunch of times.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Still? Oh, he just cut you out.
I've grown.
She says she iceways. Like,
anyways. For me, putting God first while working hard is doing what I do for God. Mm-hmm. So, like, literally, content. I post content for God. Like, I'm always talking about God in my content. Here, I talk about God all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My clothing brand is for God. So, me putting God first while working hard is literally doing what I do for God. And even with the thing of like being ambitious, there's a Bible verse that literally answers like my kind of like confusion of like, is there too much ambition?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 10:4 and Colossians 3:23. The first one is Proverbs 10:4, and it says, a slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. And then Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. Literally, yeah. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work hard, grind, put the work in. Like, yeah. It's okay to put the work in. So, yeah, that's how I keep God first in what I do.
One thing that I don't want to miss that you said was how you basically talk about God and everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that I don't want people to miss is that, yes, she talks about God, but she's actually, like, having a relationship with him. Like, that's people real. Could talk, you could talk about God all day, but if that's you're not real. Having a relationship with him, going back to him, praying, listening to his word, being obedient, other things, the orders that he's giving you, it's like, that's a difference. You know what I'm saying? So I just don't want people to miss that. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And then,
Go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Because I want to add to it.
Definitely, the other thing that you were saying about just like ambition, everything that like the life that we're technically supposed to live or the answers that we're looking for, like it's in the Bible. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. And so like what I learned, literally the clip that I have posted about like, oh, I don't pray every day and I don't do this. Literally 2 days after my evangelist came over, came down out here to Atlanta, and then all of a sudden I bought a Bible and now I'm like praying every day. You guys said shut up. Stop embarrassing me. He's like, don't act like you don't be in church on Sunday. So yeah, definitely. All the tools are in the Bible.
Definitely.
You gotta pray in order to get that connection and that revelation.
And even, I'm not gonna lie, even to the point of what you said about how like you could talk about God, but you have to have a relationship too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, I could tell. Like when somebody only talks about God and they don't have a relationship, I could see it. Like
how?
Like these Christian streetwear brands and stuff like that. It's the fruit. Like I can tell by the fruit of how you carry yourself and not judging, but like genuinely, like, and not saying they don't have a relationship, but because I guess that would be judging, but more so like walking what you preach, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And there's a Bible verse that says that at the end times, I think it's a Revelation. It says in the end times.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Times people are going to say, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name. I did this in your name. And God's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. Mm-hmm. Like that, when I read that, that showed me, okay, don't just talk, but actually walk the walk. Yeah. Like when I was doing a Bible study, I know I keep talking about the Bible, but literally, I always talk about the Bible, so I don't care. When I was studying a Bible in Blue Letter Bible, there was this one like note and it said that man should not talk about God. God, man should not talk to man about God more than people. Okay, hold on. Man should not talk to man about God more than man talks to God about man. So basically saying like, it's good to tell people about God, but if you don't have that secret place time with him, then what is it really for? Because you're not actually building that own relationship with him.
No, for sure.
What's up, y'all? Real quick, I know you guys are enjoying this episode, but I just want to speak to all my Christian streetwear brand owners. So as you guys know, and if you don't, I have my own Christian streetwear brand called Wise Label. And in my journey of 3 years of owning this brand, I have experienced a lot of ups and downs, highs and lows. I've experienced wanting to cry, scream, and throw up. I've experienced it all. But the thing is, I've been able to bounce back off of that. And I know even you watching this video, you may be at a point where you want to start your clothing brand, where you want to grow it, where you feel stuck, where, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you want to 10x in it. And I know exactly how you feel. So I actually launched my first ebook. In this ebook, I put every single lesson, every single hardship, every single tip that I've got in this brain in this book. It's filled with game. And on top of that, I am starting one-on-one mentorship. And this is going to be for my brand owners that feel like they want exclusive help with me. For this, it's only going to be a few people, but for the ebook, it's open for everybody. It's definitely going to be an investment you won't regret. So if you're interested, the link is in the bio. Now let's get back into this episode.
I agree with that. I feel like, and that should be like a part of the balance, is still spending time with God, like making that a priority to spend time with God while also building. I feel like you don't neglect either or, like you make time for both in order for you to like reach the goal that God has put on your heart, you know?
Yeah. That's real. One thing I want to ask you is like, although they may not like the, as you said, like for example, like streetwear brands, although they may not necessarily be living like in totality the life that like is ordained for them, you know what I'm saying? Do you think like,
and so what do you mean? Like what their walk with in general?
Yeah. Like you're like, as you said, like the fruit of the, of how they're representing themselves. Do you think like those are things that they may still be working on?
Definitely.
Stuff like that?
Yeah, for sure.
And so like with that, is it a bad thing that they're promoting a brand and they're saying this is what the brand is, it's a Christian brand, all this stuff, but then they're doing the opposite?
No. Okay. So when I said that, right? And okay, for sure. Like, I know everybody's on their different walks. And I'm not saying, like, oh, if your relationship with God is not perfect, you can't talk about God. Because that's how I used to feel. I used to feel like, oh, you know, I'm still, like, when I first gave my life to God, I was like, okay, I'm still, you know, I just got saved. Like, how am I going to tell people about God? But it's like, no, it's okay to do that. And I'm not saying if you are still growing, you're still struggling with stuff, to not talk about God, to not own this brand. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, like, the fruit. So, for an example, right? Like owning a Christian streetwear brand, but you're cussing on the post. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It's like the fruit. It's like you're doing, you have something for God, but it's like, it's not representing him the right way. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you're going to do something for God, try to do it in the way that's going to represent like, you him can't the be best like, way.
Come F with me to get my brand.
Like, I feel like that's still super touchy, because even when I think of like, B. Simone, I feel like she's someone who really desires, like,
that's what I was thinking.
True, yeah.
And like, I feel like she truly desires to be close to God.
Yeah.
But it's like she's just kind of being authentic in where she is. And so the people who say, like, you, how you mentioned like the cussing and stuff, say they got saved recently and God showed them like, oh, like, you should do this brand and things like that, and they were just like, okay, God, and they just started it. But maybe where they're at yet, God hasn't, like, worked on those certain things. Yeah, in them. But I feel like you're just going to see them in their journey. Even, like, same thing with Harley Initiated. Like, people are, like, watching their journey. And so...
True, even the same thing with us. Like, what we talked about.
Yeah, so I just feel like... I think in general, as a community of, like, Christians, I think sometimes... For people who, like, we've all made, like, just a bold decision to, like, start these businesses and do these great things that are, like, bigger than ourselves. But when you add faith into that, I feel like there's, like, this extra pressure to, like, well, if you're going to, like, do this business but also make it known that you're a Christian, that you have to present yourself completely correct. But sometimes that's just not where you are. And I think that after our, like, last episode, the lukewarm episode, I honestly feel like I'm more okay with, like, just kind of like
letting go,
like showing where I'm at, just because I know, like, as I was looking at those old videos I sent y'all, it's like, dang, like, that was actually all before I like got saved. And yeah, it's like just realizing how much, like, I've changed. I'm still not perfect, but even like after I got saved and I started like giving God my yes, and I'm like, I did like my first collection for God, like, even then it was still like, I still had smoked during that time. Mm-hmm. Like, not often. It was something I was trying to like stop, but I still did, you know? And so it's just like,
I guess it is touchy, right? Because I understand that, and I completely understand that. Trust me, because I really don't want to come off as like I'm judging people who are mm-hmm. talking about God, but they're still doing this. That's not how I want to come off, because that's not how I am, and y'all know that.
Yeah, for sure.
But the reason why I say it's touchy, because I understand that, and even I myself, I'm still dealing with stuff too. So I may mess up. I'm not perfect either. So mm-hmm. I may mess up, and you know what I'm saying. Do some whatever, because we gonna fall. But the reason why I say it's touchy is because I know that there's people that's gonna watch this and say, oh, okay, well, this is Christian and they're doing this, it's okay for me. You know, like, there's people that are outside of Christ and will like look at this and be like, it's okay. Like, when, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
What makes me combat that, because I understand what both of y'all are saying. What makes me combat that is if there's people out there that is looking at it and seeing like, oh, this is what they're doing, and they're taking it as, you know, a representation, that's the whole point of you going to have your own relationship with him, so definitely. You can understand. So yeah, it's just like a very complex conversation.
It definitely is, because and definitely have your own relationship, but I'm pretty sure we've all looked at somebody in Christ and been like, oh, okay, this person, they walk with God. But then it's like, and not saying we idolize them,
it may make you think that certain things are okay.
And I guess that's a certain of level that of conviction that will grow the more you grow in Christ or whatever. But yeah, like, of course, have your own relationship with God. But even like in the Bible, Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Mm-hmm. So there are certain people that will probably watch y'all stuff, mm-hmm. how y'all, or watch this podcast. Oh, they have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. Like,
but they said this.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's little stuff. And that's why it's so touchy, because it's,
yeah, it's just, that's real. Because even like looking at my evangelist and like his wife and stuff, it's like, oh, like, that's what I desire. But then they told me, like, yo, we're not perfect. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's just human nature to just be inspired by somebody, especially in Christ.
You get the wrong intent.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in Christ and God, because that's really, really touchy, like we keep saying. But
it's understandable. To what you were saying, Jada, I feel like for all the people like Abi Simone, Harley Initiated, us, ourselves, mm-hmm. it's like, I just feel as though your people will resonate with you in a way that they need to. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, who may resonate with me may be different from who may resonate with the two of y'all, because of, based on where they're at in their journey. So I feel like that's the overall way to.
That's true, because God can use you wherever you are. Yeah. Like, you know, that's true, because you're not going to be totally perfect. God use you.
So. Yeah. And the reason why I asked that is only because I didn't want somebody to perceive it as you were. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you said that, because I'm not perfect.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I feel like also just how people may have found like Abi Simone way earlier in their journey, mm-hmm. like in her journey, you could see like she is much different now. So I feel like one, anybody who is like has some type of influence, I think it's important to just always be honest and let people know, like, I'm not perfect. And it's important to let them know, like, I'm growing in my faith. Where you see me now? But, like, that's where I am. And that's okay. Because I feel like if you don't do that, then that means that, okay, you may still be falling or still be sinning or whatever whilst trying to get to know God. But now, because you feel like, oh, well, I'm a person of influence, I have to present myself a certain way, then what happens is, and I feel like, dang it, this is what I was doing, like, especially when I first got saved and did this testimony collection, was I'm trying to hide all the areas that I am still struggling with. Mm-hmm. But then it's just like, that's not really authentic. Like, you being perfect is not what helps people, like, get to know God, you know? Yeah. Like, people, how do I say it? It's like, people connect with like authenticity and like realness, and everybody is like true. Has their own walk with God. So it's just like, yeah, they may see this person has a Christian streetwear brand.
Or in general, that was just an example.
No, I know, mm-hmm. I know. But like they may see this person has a brand, and then, oh, they may see that they're cussing at this point in life. That person may really relate with this brand and this person. And that may be a light at some point. The fact, the Christian part of this or part of that may be a light, and it inspires them to get to know God. And now that person and the person who's supporting the brand, now they're both growing in their journeys together. So I just feel like everything, like,
basically overall, your people resonate with you. Even when you said like B. Simone, like there's been people that don't support her no more just simply because they're like, I'm not in that. I'm not with you on that. You know what I'm saying? I was with you when you were doing this, but now I don't resonate with your walk with God. Or there's people that actually didn't know her, and you know what I'm saying? And even with the whole like influencer thing and idolizing thing, one thing I've seen you do, one thing I've seen Queen do, you say like God did when mm-hmm. people like praise yeah. you in a sense. Mm-hmm. One thing that Queen does when people say like, oh, you're my idol, like you're my favorite singer, all these different things. She just say like, I'm not your idol. Yeah, don't idolize definitely. Me. Like idolize God. You know what I'm saying? Like in that sense. And so
yeah,
it's just really just understanding overall, definitely. Like what's required.
Right. Definitely. And that's why I like what you said about being authentic in your journey. Because that's something I'm realizing now. Like, I've been more authentic and transparent with, like, things I've had to overcome and different levels in my journey on Instagram, and I'm still going to do that. Because it does give you some type of, like, freedom from trying to present yourself to be perfect, because nobody's going to be perfect. The only person that was perfect is literally Jesus. So, yeah, I guess when I said that, I had my mindset of, like, we do get... the honest truth is we get held to a certain level, like a certain standard in Christ, especially if you're doing something for God. Like think of all the brands and music groups mm-hmm. that talk about God that literally get condemned like this because they did this or whatever, you know yeah. what I'm saying? So we do get held to a certain level, a certain standard in Christ. But I guess just, I don't know, it's just a learning journey.
Know
yeah, like, who, God like, is working on everybody in their own timing.
Yeah, and true. Basically just know, like, what God is telling you, not the next person, all of these different things. And not saying that's what you were yeah. doing, but I'm just saying, like, for anybody that is thinking, like, oh, well, this person is doing this, maybe I should copy. You should know what, like, you have to listen to his word, not what the next person is doing.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because your conviction is different from the next person, so that's pretty much it.
That's true. That was good. Yeah,
you can say the question real quick. And
yeah, so we're about to do Make It Make Sense,
where we give advice to young adults growing through life.
Period.
Y'all need a one that say the tagline.
No, true, because I'm going to mess it up every time.
That's what I just said. We about to say Make It Make Sense.
Last time you said no. Oh, shit. I have not say the tagline. He straight up said no.
Literally. I forgot which one we said it is. Sorry.
Just pick one.
Oh, okay. So our question for today is, how can I stay motivated when it feels like nothing is going right? We actually just talked about this, like, for my life.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to just use what I said.
Literally, because y'all give you some advice.
Definitely, I would say just, you know, you go. I need to think on that real quick.
What's the question again?
How do you stay motivated when it feels like nothing is going right?
Understand that it's a part of the process. One liner or no?
Yeah, it's a part of the process.
Wait, no.
No, that's good.
Please, this could be a clip. Understand that when things are not going right.
Go ahead.
When things are not going right in your journey of, you know, building whatever you're building, understand that those trials is a part of the process. It's a part of the story, the storyline. Every movie you watch literally has some type of plot that has to happen. And that's what's going to build your story and your testimony.
I would say when things aren't going right, go left. Continue to go the direction that you feel as though...
What are you supposed to go right?
No. Go left, because don't continue... When I say go left, if things aren't going right... Listen, you really got to hear this analogy. The reason why you go left if things aren't going right is because if you're going right, that means if things are going wrong and you're going, it's not going right, that means that what you're doing, you're on the verge of potentially giving up. So that's what I'm saying. So go left in order to keep going. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's a great.
But what if you're supposed to go right and things are going right because it's a child? But
take what I said and basically just keep going, beloved. Don't stop. You know, your journey is your journey. And over time, you'll see all of the different patterns. The more work you put in, think of the picture where like they keep knocking down the dirt and then the other person is walking back and picture. He gets to the goal. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you need to keep going, because you're continuing to like build, like sow the seed that is growing. You know what I'm saying? So basically just keep going, because you never know when it may actually pop off or when it sparks. You know what I'm saying?
Real.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say this real quick, because they took forever.
Don't do that.
Yo, Jada.
Took a few hours to get your bars off.
Let me get into my point. I'm about to knock this out in
You're 1 minute. Wasting time.
Exactly.
Now.
So first, if you're doing something wrong, like if things are going wrong because you're doing something wrong, recognize it. Two, you want to like stop caring about like what is going wrong. Detach from whatever is happening in your life. Detach from all the things that aren't working out. Like stop caring about it, because as you care about it, it's just going to stress you out. And lastly, reconnect to the vision. Like when you reconnect to your vision, that is what keeps you motivated to keep going. And so that is how you get a good answer, drop some bars, and do it in less than a minute. Yanni and Trey, learn a lesson, period.
You did the same amount as us.
No, I didn't.
That was not any shorter.
Reese, was mine short?
Reese is like, cut the damn episode.
Was it shorter?
Reese, wasn't mine short? Clear, concise, straight to the point. Thank you.
He said yes. He didn't even say yes.
He said yes.
He not just wanted to be words.
Nice. He said yes.
Anyway, let
eyes.
Them know. Actually, eyes. Comment down the word faith in the comments.
Faith.
You know what I'm saying? And let them know where they can find us.
Yes. You guys can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Growing Pains Pod. And make sure you guys are streaming all audio platforms and on YouTube. You guys can follow me at Yanni Bratcher and my Christian streetwear brand Wise Label.
You can follow me at Roy Travion and my creative agency, Roy T Made It. Let's get it.
And y'all can follow me at I Am Jada Ellis. I have to remember. And at Jael Official.
Not locked in.
Not locked in. Anyway, we out, y'all. Let's get it.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.